Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast, my favorite podcast to listen to on long flights across the galaxy.
This is the way.
We want it, men.
Welcome to episode 184 of the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast, your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy. Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Time change sucks.
Yes, it does.
Why do we still do it? I don't know why we still do it, because of farmers, man.
They don't want it.
Maybe we should be like, I know they put it on the books that they weren't going to do it. Or they were thinking about not doing it, but I haven't heard anything else.
It's ridiculous and not necessary. Unnecessary.
Right, because it... Oh, I got to fix the clock in my office, because it still says 9:30, and it's really 10:30.
I don't even know how to fix the clock in the stove. And then the car. You got to fix the car.
Oh.
The nice thing is, though, in November, it's like, it's only a couple months. I'll just wait until March before the clock needs to be resetted. And then by the time it rolls around, it's correct again. I don't need to worry about resetting the clock.
Yeah, that's why my granddad's attitude was. He's like, it'll be right 6 months out the year in his car. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So how's it going, Jason?
Same as it was 2 minutes ago.
Tired. Yeah. You know, it's funny because you listen to radio and stuff and you'll hear people, like somebody will talk about something and then somebody else will clearly ask them a question like 2 seconds later about what they were just talking about. And doing this podcast, you realize how that happens because you're off half listening to what's being said. And, you know, and then I'll ask it again or whatever. It's like, yeah, that's what happens. You know,
right.
You're looking at Facebook or reading a message, and next thing you know, you totally missed 5 minutes of the show.
Yes.
Did you pick anything up this week? What'd you get this week?
Deal or no deal, I did get the unreleased. So during the Saga Collection, which is basically the episode 2 line, they didn't put episode 2 on the packaging. It's just essentially called the Saga Collection. It's the blue cloud looking line for those that need a visual in their head. They released 3 pieces of the Cantina bar, and I think it's like Greedo, Honda Baba. It comes with a section of the bar and then one of the Cantina figures, and I guess characters. And I guess the line didn't sell as well as they wanted it to, so they canceled the second line. So there's an unreleased section of the bar. One of them is Dr. Cornelius Ezevan or Avazan. I can't remember where the
I don't Z like you.
Yes, that guy. I can't remember where the Z and the V goes in his name without doing a Google search. Anyways, regardless, I was able to pick that up. So now I have that. And then I went over to Second Chance Toys and I picked up Nabru Leeds, which is the alien with the four arms and the gas mask. It's a 2-pack. It was part of the 30th, it's not the 30th anniversary, it's probably the Saga Collection. And she also came with Cabe or Kabe, which is a little bat rat like creature in the Cantina bar. So
the one that's drinking the blue milk or whatever.
Yeah, I got those two, which means from my calculations, I only have That made me sound really nerdy. According to my calculations, I only have 12 action figures left that's been released so far for the 3.75.
Don't you know?
Cantina. So I picked up that, and then I also bought on Deal or No Deal some pre-production first shot Micro Machines of Princess Leia, but I haven't received those yet. So those will be a next week kind of.
Oh, don't you know? Well, I'm
thing. Cool. But, I mean, that's all I picked up this week. And how about you?
Oh, I'm kind of doing a live unboxing. I don't know why I'm doing this now because it's sitting there. But you gave me the Imperial Shuttle from Micro Galaxy Squadron last night. We completed a trade. And I'm kind of opening it now. There's a lot of, like, building you got to do with this thing.
Yeah.
And then yesterday was at Walmart. There it goes. Now it's clicking in. Was at Walmart looking for Micro Galaxy stuff, and I always check the clearance section, and they had the N1 Starfighter Lego for like $30. So we like picking up Legos for the grandson because he loves building Legos. So anytime I shoot, sorry, I'm not used to having a hat with a ball cap on. Anytime I can pick up a Lego for cheap or on clearance, I do it just because he loves building them. And every time he comes over, he's like, "Can we build Legos?" And I'm like, "Yes, you could build Legos," because I enjoy building Legos too. So that's pretty much it. I don't think, did I talk about my TIE Interceptor that I got that last week? Maybe.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I picked up a TIE Interceptor, Micro Galaxy Squadron, recently.
Yeah, you've had more luck than I have, because whenever I go to Target or Walmart, it's always the old stuff, and I've yet to see Series 5 on the shelf.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. These wings didn't go on right. I've seen bits and pieces of it. I saw an A-Wing yesterday. I saw another TIE Interceptor. But I don't really need the A-Wing. I'm being very particular with this line right now. It's just like this. Look at this. You see that? Look at that. The wings. Right out the box.
Well, you got to fix it.
How do I fix it?
Lower them down all the way, and they should match up.
Like that?
Yeah. So they're right. And then if you push them up, they should ratchet together at the same time. So he's got the Imperial Shuttle.
See, they're not ratcheting together at the same time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Thanks, Jazzwares. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, they're still not ratcheting. I'll have to mess with it later. Now, I need to look at... Okay, good. I wasn't sure how the fin... So to get into this thing, you have to take the top fin off? Are you kidding me?
Yes. Yes. I mean, they're being creative with what they have, and I don't know. I don't like conflict, so I'm just trying to make excuses for them, but that's right. What the engineers did.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense, but I'm glad you gave me this, and I didn't spend, $30 on it?
$30.
Wow. I am very disappointed in this, because it...
Well, okay. Email them and let them know, and maybe they can do something.
I mean, look at that. It's not even... The wings are still not... I guess I got to mess with it, because it's like they're off one off. Because they're...
Jeez. Maybe it's off of one ratchet or whatever.
Right. It's cog. Because like, you... Yeah. Jesus. I also got Wayne's book. I have my own copy of Wayne's book. So, like I said the other night, I'm really impressed with it. It looks like... Blue Milk learned from their extravaganza of the last book they ordered, and it came in a nice cardboard package. So, and it's really, I didn't say this the last time, but it's really impressive, because like just something stupid, like instead of the book, the cover being like flat, all the print, all the words have like a gloss on them. So it gives it a nice sheen, you know, and it feels good in your hands type thing.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look back in the back in the thank you notes, We're in there, so I just want to thank Wayne for that. So that was cool. That was nice, nice little surprise. So thanks for that, Wayne. It, like I said, it was a pleasure watching the book come from your brain to a book. It was fun watching it. So I'm looking forward to the next couple of features, next couple of issues of it.
I'm reading the book, and he's got Chuck Norris's Karate Commandos in there, and I never really got the appeal of Chuck Norris, which might be fighting words because everyone's like, it's Chuck Norris, blah, 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 blah. But I was more of a Schwarzenegger guy, and I'm like, Schwarzenegger could take Chuck Norris.
Yeah, maybe. No, Chuck Norris would just stand in his blue jeans and like kick.
Yeah, like I don't get butt. This. I don't get that whole thing. Like, what's the appeal of Chuck Norris?
There's a dude in Cincinnati. I don't know his name off the top of my head, but he's Chuck Norris to my Bill and Ted. Chuck Norris is his little jam, and he's got all the Chuck Norris stuff. So he could fight you. Those may be fighting words for him, and I'm sure he'd email and be like, dude, Chuck Norris is awesome.
Yeah, I don't mean like people are wrong for liking Chuck Norris. I just don't get the cultural impact of everyone saying Chuck Norris doesn't sleep.
He's got his own brand of dad jokes.
Yeah, I don't know. I never got that. And I was just surprised that there was this whole line of action figures around Chuck Norris. But
hey, do you know that Chuck Norris is in Star Wars?
Is he?
He's the Force.
See, I don't get that stuff. Like, I don't understand the appeal of Chuck Norris. Like, Bruce Lee could kick Chuck Norris's ass. So why isn't the appeal around Bruce Lee?
Probably because Bruce Lee passed so young.
Jackie Chan could kick Bruce Lee's ass. Or not Bruce Lee, I'm sorry. I know myself, that
Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee did do some movies together.
Yeah, Bruce Lee gave him his first break. But yeah, anyways, moving on. I don't want to dwell on Chuck Norris for the entire episode.
I don't know. We got nothing else to talk about, so it may make for a good episode.
I got news.
Oh, okay. What's going on with news?
Well, this was weird. StarWars.com announced that Andor and Obi-Wan are coming to 4K and Blu-ray. Uh-huh. It'll be available April 30th. Pre-sale is March 12th. Andor is billed as the complete first season, while Kenobi is billed as the complete season, which doesn't bode well for a second season for them to position it like that. So I'm assuming that as of right now, Lucasfilm has no plans for a Kenobi season 2.
Yeah, I've heard that it was canceled. But that may be just somebody looking at that it was the complete season or complete series and saying that it was canceled.
Yeah. Well, Bob Iger was out this week because it's shareholder investment vote for the board of Disney Week. And he was out saying that they quietly canceled some stuff that we're not even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that this season 2 of Kenobi was canceled. There's been talk for the longest time that they're going to do a reboot or a legacy sequel to The Rocketeer. I wouldn't be surprised if that got canceled.
Yeah, because who cares about The Rocketeer?
They were making a live action Bambi, and I'm sure that one's been.
Why would you make a live action Bambi? Sorry.
I'm sure they would change the ending. They're not going to do.
I haven't seen Bambi, but I know her mom gets shot. So why would you? I mean, why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's the news. That's what they announced. So, and then I was saying this before, and then I went to the news. It was weird because what they did is Lucasfilm and Star Wars, they announced Star Tours, The Adventure Continues.
Mm-hmm.
And then 30 minutes later, they announced this DVD release, Blu-ray 4K. And I'm just like, that's just Facebook limits what people see. So there's a good chance that, you know, people might see the Star Tours one and they won't see the DVD one. So it's like, why didn't they spread it out across a couple days? Announce Star Tours one day and Blu-rays the next day. But anyways, Star Tours, The Adventure Continues starting April 5th will now feature Ahsoka, Mando, and Andor, which was surprising. With these additions, you'll now have the opportunity to experience one or more than 250 storylines aboard the attraction, including visits to the planet Peridia from the Ahsoka series.
Yeah, they showed a preview of them flying with Purrgils, and that looked pretty cool. But people are
So,
going to be like, if people haven't seen Rebels or Ahsoka, they're going to be like, what's the deal with the space whales? I don't think they'll get it.
no, but if I go to Disney this summer, I have to ride Star Tours a couple times in hopes that I see these.
Right.
Oh, I mean, Mando, there's plenty of places they can go to. They probably go to, of course, my brain's going to stop now. The planet that he retires on.
Yeah.
They'll go
Dad,
there. Probably do a space battle.
yeah, it'll probably be a space battle, but don't they kind of do like, well, I was trying to think how I was gonna say that I thought they did like one on the ground and then one on a planet and then one in space. But it's been a minute since I've paid attention to Star Tours.
That's
Not that I
typically
don't, you
what
know, huh?
that's typically what they do. That's the formula.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's all random now, you can get different storylines. So you could be in episode one 1 minute, and then you could be in the Death Star two the next with Boba Fett.
Boba Fett? Where?
Yes. And then there was news that one of the actors of Mandalorian, he was saying that he's preparing for the movie, that the movie will be in June, but he's heard nothing about season four. So who knows if season four will actually happen? Maybe it's just the movie from now on.
I want to see how good that movie is. And but I think there's so much more story you could tell in Mandalorian. But maybe it'll be one of those where they're like we've been saying, they're just going to tell the story over four or five different seasons of other stuff, which, you know, that's what they want to do. I'm kind of down for that too.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see. I'm curious when it's all played out and over with, if they retell or recanon, what is the word? Anyways, where they,
Redcon.
right, not retcon, but they go back and make canon the things that people didn't, or explain in canon the things people didn't like where Snoke came from. Are we getting that in the Mandalorian universe?
I think we're getting that in Bad Batch.
I haven't seen the latest episode, so.
What?
Shame on me. Yeah, I didn't have
Dude.
time this morning. Is it good?
No, there's nothing. It. We'll get to it in a minute. It was all right.
Okay.
We'll get to it in a minute. Let's get through news and then we'll talk about Bad Batch real quick. But it's only going to be a one-sided conversation because somebody didn't do our homework. But that's all right. It's about time you don't do your homework. I don't do my homework every week.
Exactly. Some old Star Wars Chilean commercials have come to light
Those are
recently.
so awesome.
Yeah, they cut the commercial in the middle of the movie to make it look like the characters are reaching for a beer instead of the thing in the movie. So, for example, and it feels like an SNL parody. So when Obi-Wan and Luke first are in Obi-Wan's hut, and he's teaching him about the Force and letting him know what the Force is, when he goes to reach for Anakin's lightsaber, instead the chest opens and he pulls out a beer, Cerveza Cristal.
It that
Again,
yeah. Go
sorry.
ahead. No,
No,
no, no.
as Luke is on the Millennium Falcon playing with or using the Force with the blast shield down with the training ball, there's a part where Obi-Wan just kind of opens up his robes, and there's the Cerveza Cristal there. And then there's another one where he's turning off the tractor beam on the Death Star, and he like turns the corner and he reaches, and then they cut to the commercial where he's reaching into like a mini fridge, and there's the Cerveza Cristal. So
The
it's funny. I'm surprised that Lucasfilm let that slide. It seems like something they wouldn't.
well, aren't they just now finding out about it?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's just coming to light, but these are old, and it's like maybe they've just been digitized for the first time.
Yeah, maybe the worst one was like the Emperor when it's Luke and Vader at the final battle,
Yes.
and the Emperor like does a force grab and Cerveza Cristal, and I'm like, that's the worst one. But the best one was like when he opens up the ice chest. That, you know, the
Yes.
first one, you're just like, that's awesome. And then I just think they lost their mojo towards the end.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, it's funny, and it does, at least when they do it, that you know it's not part of the movie. You may be thinking, oh man, what's going on? And then they have the logo, the catchphrase play so loud that you know it's not part of the movie. But yeah, it's definitely funny, and definitely, you know, people taking advantage or being smart with advertising stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's just funny.
Yeah.
I appreciate the creativity of going into the commercial like that and trying to incorporate it into the movie.
Well, here, could you imagine being a little kid in Colombia, and then you come to America and you're like, he was
That's not
reaching for
part of the movie.
beer. Where's the
Yeah,
beer?
everyone would be like, "You are crazy. That's never been part of the movie." And they're being gaslit, and we're like, "No, it's not part of the movie. Yo, no, it is. I saw it. I saw it as a kid.
I wonder
He
if
didn't
that's
reach
how
for
it
it."
happened.
But then what happens afterwards? So Obi-Wan reaches into the chest. He pulls out a beer. Do they cut to other commercials, and they come back, and he pulls out the lightsaber?
I think that's sort of how it happened, is it was sort of a lead into commercial.
Okay.
That's why I didn't, you know, there again, I didn't do much research on it, but my understanding is that it was sort of a lead in to commercials, and then they would do a commercial and come back. So I'm assuming you would see him pick up the lightsaber, because that's sort of a plot point in the movie. Because what's Luke gonna run around with a beer can all, you know, and use that as a lightsaber?
Don't know. No, he's not. They're not gonna CGI that. I doubt George Lucas is going to make a special edition with Cristal Cerveza. Cerveza Cristal. Sorry. Lo siento.
Well, it's just like, well, I mean, they did it with E.T. They took the guns out of E.T., so maybe they could do it with
Yes.
Star Wars.
That's ridiculous. And then another funny thing, a mistake in Revenge of the Sith has been discovered in the end battle. On Mustafar, as Anakin and Obi-Wan fight each other over the lava river, Anakin jumps over Obi-Wan, and they forgot to key someone out of the frame. I don't know if it was a spotter, a stunt person, just somebody on set, but for two frames, as Anakin jumps up, you can see this guy standing over Anakin's shoulder. It's just a quick flash. You need to be going frame by frame to see it, but at first, I thought it was a joke, like the editor inserted himself in. But as you do, like the frame by frame, the first frame, you can kind of see like where the green screen was, and it's almost like the camera shifted and moved with Anakin. And but it was kind of crazy because the guy looks like a character from like Frank Miller's Sin City. It looked very cartoony and unreal, but no, he was there, and it was an accident, and I'm sure it's going to be removed from Disney Plus in like a week or so.
Right, just like the Starbucks cup in Game of Thrones.
Although I say that, and who knows, when George Lucas signed things over, he might have had some clause that said Disney's not allowed to change anything that I did in the prequels or or the original trilogy. As a way to preserve his legacy, like you can show it, you can just not do anything to it, and so maybe that goes into this. So, like Disney's limited; they can't go back and remove this guy from the movie because it's essentially removing, changing George's product or something.
Well, didn't they McClunky, didn't they do stuff to the OG, or is that I'm
Yeah, it's
imagining.
funny. It's funny you bring that up because that was one of the last things he did. He added McClunky to Greedo in the cantina right before he gets shot. But then on TNT this week, they've been playing Star Wars all over the place. And I was watching the original, and yeah, McClunky wasn't there. So they must have a version of it pre-George Lucas's sale to Disney.
Interesting. See, I don't have normal cable, so I wouldn't have watched it.
You have the elite cable.
No, I
It's
have
not
like
normal.
streaming. I don't.
You cut the cord.
Yeah, I cut. Well, I still have like very basic cable for news and stuff, but as far as everything else, it's all streaming, which I don't know if I'm saving any money or not.
I don't think you are.
Probably not.
I don't
But
think you're saving.
everything's on streaming, so you got to kind of do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. Because we were talking about this with our buddy Jordan, and I think when you're, because TVs are getting so much better, and you're getting Blu-ray now, and you're getting people that are getting bored, that are, I think we're going to see more stuff like that dude in a split second. Because yeah, I just, you know, you got 4K TVs now, and now you got Blu-ray, and you got people that are, you know, like I said, that are bored, and they're going to, oh, look, there's something in the screen or something. I saw something there. And TVs are also getting bigger because they're getting like 70, 80 inches.
Yeah.
So people, you're going to find more stuff like that. I think it's more stuff coming.
And I would imagine that would exist in like the heavy visual effects movies where there's a lot of stuff that they have to do, and it's easy for a mistake like that to slip through.
Right.
Well, especially it's like, with AI. I mean, AI might be, I know this wasn't an AI product, but if they start using AI to key things out and to remove things from scenes, except for people, but then there's a person in the background, it just skips over to that person. So I could see going forward, that's a problem too.
Yeah. Because like on Bill and Ted, I know people have said that they, because they use dolls in the phone booth, when they were moving the phone booth around, and people have said that they've been able to see the dolls. You know, you're able to tell that it's a doll now.
Yeah, and you can tell that it's a man in Einstein's suit and Back to the Future. And when the dog is in the vehicle, it's actually a person in a dog suit driving the car, and it's quite evident now.
Right.
But,
well, I mean, when you were watching it on like a 19 or 20 inch TV in the 80s, nobody could see it.
Right. And then the last piece of news, a Gungan Bongo submarine was discovered in Target's system this week. It's a micro-galaxy vehicle. It's the blue squid-looking, stingray-looking vehicle from episode one. It's got a stand that pivots. It's got a ball joint, so you can tip the sub so it looks like it's going down and submerging, or, you know, vice versa, tip it up so it looks like it's coming out of the water. Should go on sale episode seven. Yeah. Should go on sale April 7th. It costs about $20-ish. We're not exactly sure at this time. But it does say it's part of the episode one collection, which might also be a Target exclusive. So we might see this year an exclusive Target episode one collection of vehicles.
There was another thing that had come out. I'm looking it up right now. What was the other ship that they said?
I'm not aware of anything.
Okay. Maybe I'm trying to look it up, but,
and if I'm not aware of it, it's not true and it doesn't exist.
I'm just looking. Having a good time. Great podcasting. I'm like I said, I'm frustrated with this line, but we'll see what happens. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought there were two ships. I thought it was that one and something else was coming out. But yeah, it's good to see Walmart's finally looked like they're clearancing those out. Finally.
Are they? Because I keep seeing the Imperial Troop Transport everywhere for regular price.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's they haven't reached the East Coast yet. Somebody did post in one of the groups, Jazzwares, tell me where the East Coast hurt you.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's just the way things ship. They go into the port of the cities of California, and then they move their way eastward. So you'll see all the California, the Washington, the Oregon stuff get it first, Nevada, Texas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and then, you know, Chicago, St. Louis, and then we'll eventually get it as the trucks move east and carry the product. But then the shops need to put it out, because like you said last week, oh, we got seven of those in the back.
Right.
Well, you're not going to sell them in the back. Put them out.
Exactly.
But I see the holographic Bo-Katan at Target, and it's almost like case fresh, just sitting on the shelf. Nothing has moved with that gimmick.
Right. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wanted it. I don't know why they did it. I know some people are enjoying it. Great. I'm happy for you. But the majority of us, it seems like the majority of us didn't really want that. And it's just hanging out there.
Right. But then again, they got like the holographic X-Wing, which looks pretty cool, which I think they Jazzwares is building off of their, because they did the holographic TIE fighter and everybody lost their crap over it, but because it was so limited editions, I guess now they're like, well, let's bring it to everything else and see what happens. So, but I haven't seen any of them. It definitely feels like the scalpers are out getting them before we do.
Yeah, which is
Which,
unfortunate.
yeah. Did you get a B-wing?
Not yet. I mean, that's part of series. Well, wait, four or five?
I don't see what series it is
I
on
don't
it.
think I got the B-Wing yet. No.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd order it off Amazon.
No, because it sold out faster than I could order it.
Okay.
I have everything on my wish list because I like the bundles. The bundles I seem to do really well with. But yeah, I didn't get the A-wing. I didn't get the skiff, the desert skiff. I didn't get the Mace Windu ship. So it's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, maybe Toylana in 2 weeks we'll see some of this stuff and pay like hundreds of dollars for.
No, I'm not paying hundreds of dollars on that. I'm looking for very few select items at Toylanta. If I don't get it, that's fine. I'm not. I mean, I'm always open for Micro Machines first shots, but other than that, I'm just looking for the 12 Cantina aliens that I calculated that I needed.
Yes, give me my 12
Yes.
Cantina aliens. I need my 12
Yes,
Cantina
I
aliens.
have a checklist. I will hand it to you. Do you have anything on my checklist?
Hey, I've seen it happen, dude. I've seen that happen a lot. You have a checklist, and people are handing off their checklist. I know. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to. I'm hopefully Toylana won't be a cluster this year like it's been in the past, and it'll be a good show.
We will.
We'll make it a good show, damn it.
Yeah. I forgot to ask you last night, because you were over at my place, about the kind of a saw run. We had the items that we'll be passing out, and I was wondering if there was a specific item that you wanted at your place.
I don't think it
Well,
matters.
all right, we'll let Tim have first dibs.
Because, yeah, there was one piece that I was kind of like, man, that's kind of crappy to be handing out that one piece, but then you put it all together. Yeah.
You gotta look at it as a whole and not as an individual piece of
Right.
plastic. But yeah, and then so
Well,
Narayan.
those have been announced, so it's not that big of a deal, right?
Yeah, we've announced those. And then last night, Narayan announced the patch that goes with it
Right.
and the pin, the little pin, the acrylic pin that goes with it. So
Well, let's
that'll
just
be.
talk. It's not like we're a secret and we could talk about it. Let's talk about it. So you came up with Death Star plans and everybody's gonna, huh?
That
Or
was
no,
Narayan's
who?
idea.
Narayan's idea came up. I'm sorry. I'm so used. You just bring so much to the table with this. And like last night you were bringing stuff. I'm just telling you that it's just, I assume you do it all. I'm sorry.
I
Because
mean, I
every
did
time.
the art for it, but I didn't. It wasn't my idea. Narayan's
Okay,
like, we should
fine.
do this. I'm like, here's the art. And then he took it and.
I just assume everything's your idea. So they're Death Star plans that are in acrylic and they got a sticker and blah. And I thought the stand was going to be part of the thing, but no, there's two stickers and the piece of plan. So, but is the patch going to be part of that too? Or is that going to, when's the patch going to be handed out?
The patch will be distributed with the participant gift, which we won't be announced prior to the event.
Gotcha.
We're leaving that as a surprise.
Okay. Well, at least we have some surprises.
Yes.
All right,
Yes.
cool.
Win surprise.
When's the prize? You will have it.
But
No.
this week we're announcing the variety hour, which will be 45 minutes. But that'll just be a collection of games and auction items which will benefit Rancho Obi-Wan. That'll be during dinner. So we're trying to put the fun into Rogue Fun. We're trying to find ways to make this event a little bit different than other events that are similar in similar period, I guess. Just put a
Right.
period at the end of that sentence. And so we're doing this variety hour, and we'll have games, like I said. It's just the auction, and then we're trying to change up room sales because room sales is just the same thing over and over again. So the back of the room will be room sales. The front of the room will be karaoke to blend into room salioki.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to that.
Yeah, you got some stuff that you're looking to move at room salioki.
I might. I gotta look and see if I can find the boxes for them. But I don't know. It and I know we talk about this almost every other week. I think it's time because I've got a bunch of Sigma stuff, Sigma ceramics, and it's like I've seen them on Deal or No Deal, and they're going for a pretty penny for a lot, you know. And it's like, is it time to move that stuff? Because it's just sitting in a cabinet and maybe use it to buy something else. So I guess I may pack them up and bring them and see what happens. And it's they're going for enough money to where it's like, man, that would be really nice to have a little bit of a war chest going into future endeavors.
Well, don't you have some sort of attachment to the ceramics?
The bootleg stuff.
Oh.
The Sigma. Right. This is Sigma. So this is like licensed. I'm not going to get rid of my bootleg, like the paint your own ceramic stuff. That's the stuff I have an attachment to. The Sigma was just sort of something that came up adjacent to that because it was basically what happened was I found a estate sale / yard sale and somebody had bought a bunch, like bought out a store and held on to them for 20 years. So I was able to get some for a decent amount of money. And that's sort of how the Sigma happened. And it's like adjacent. It doesn't really an attachment, but it's like, man, if I can get that much out of them, it's probably time to move them.
Oh,
okay. Because it's not sitting with my collection. They're sitting upstairs in a China cabinet.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know. We always say, it's like, when's the right time? And I think it might be the right time if I can find the boxes and stuff for them. And also one of them is a Hoth Torrent. It's a Hoth Torrent music box with C-3PO sticking out of it. So it's just sort of an oddball item, but the Hoth Torrent's got a gun sticking out of it. And it's like, man, if I try shipping that, it's going to break. So I think it's just a perfect storm that if I can have a lot of people in one place to look at them and are interested in it, maybe I can move it and let them be responsible for transporting it. Not USPS, which, speaking of USPS, I don't know if somebody stole some birthday cards out of my mailbox or not. We had three birthdays. It was my grandmother's birthday is today. My daughter-in-law's birthday was yesterday. And then our neighbor's birthday was like the day before. So we had like three birthdays back to back. And my wife just stuck the cards in the mailbox and nobody got their cards yet. Like Monday, she shipped them out Monday.
The mail seems to be very slow because I ordered a couple of things from eBay that said they would be here on Thursday of last week. And then I checked Thursday and it's saying, it's coming Friday. And then it said Saturday. And now they're supposed to be coming Monday, which I guess as this drops would be yesterday. But it seems like there's something going on at the post office that they're very slow lately.
I heard something on like one of the chat, not the like neighborhood groups or whatever on Facebook, that I think they're transferring. They're moving one of the entry points or whatever. And that seems to be messing things up. So maybe that's what the issue is. I hope. It'd be nice, but you know, it's just annoying when you put cash in a birthday card and it disappears.
Yeah, don't send cash.
Well, that's my wife's problem. We don't have checks. I mean, dude, you know how hard it was to order checks for the club because I had to do something for the state, and the only way you could pay for it was with a check?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, why do we need checks?
My father-in-law sent my son or my daughter some money for their birthday, and when the card arrived, the envelope was popped open, and he positioned the card in a way where, like, if you pull it out, it just folds out. So if the envelope was open and the card fell in the right way, all that money would have slid out. And it arrived that way, and all the money was in there miraculously.
Wow.
But, yeah. Point is, don't send it in a regular envelope.
Yes. Yes.
But, yeah.
Anywho.
I didn't watch Bad Batch, so I can't talk about it.
We could talk about it for a second. I mean, there's not really a whole lot of spoilers. I mean, we could talk. You want to talk about it, or you want to skip ahead and just end the episode? What do you want to do?
Let's skip ahead 30 seconds, and I'll just be quiet. No, no. Going back to the ceramics real quick.
Yeah.
That's just one area of collecting that I've never really felt like I needed to explore. I have no, it's just like, it's kind of like dead to me. Like when I look at action figures, I get excited. When I look at ceramics, I'm like, well, okay. Like there's nothing there that appeals to me. So it's like when I say collect what you love, that kind of falls into the category of something I don't love. So I'm not going to touch it with the 9.5-foot pole. The C-3PO thing looks interesting. Like, that might be just for the novelty of having the C-3PO tape dispenser.
Right.
But then yeah, it's just like.
Yeah.
That's just something I don't really care about.
But, I mean, the C-3PO tape dispenser, there's one on Deal or No Deal that had to buy it now of like $900. I think that may be a little high. I don't know. I just went, oh, wow, that's expensive. I know they're going for like four or five is what I've been seeing them go at, or just casually watching the numbers, not really paying a whole lot of attention. But still $400 or $500, it's like, that's a lot of money to have a novelty item in your collection.
Yeah. It's one of those weird things. Like, what were they thinking? Like the transforming Punisher toy. Or if you stop midway, it's a little inappropriate. And so it's like, what were they thinking when they made that ceramic toy?
Yeah.
That it would be not appropriate?
Yeah. But then they also have what Jason's talking about is there's a C-3PO where he's kind of lounging and it's a tape dispenser. So C-3PO is lounging and the tape fits between his legs. And then as you pull it out, it's between his feet to get the tape dispenser. So it was, it is kind of weird. And it seems like Sigma might have had a faction with C-3PO, because there definitely have a lot of C-3PO items, because like, and they're odd C-3PO items, like him in the Hoth turret. And then there's one of him like a dish. And he's kind of like lounging on the dish, really weird. I'd like to know what their fascination with C-3PO was and Sigma, but there again, I don't even know who you talk to about it.
Yeah.
But Sigma did have some weird items. I think what else I've got a land speeder. That's a soap dish. I've got the Hoth turret. I've got an Ewok music box, which I'll probably hold on to that just because it's Ewoks. And then I've got like a Darth Vader mirror. So I don't know. I got some thinking to do in the next couple of months to see if I'm going to get rid of them or not. And
soul searching.
Yeah, some soul searching, which I always seem to regret getting rid of stuff. But if I can get something cool, or at least lets me buy, you know, get something cool, I'll be all right with it.
Yeah. Also this week, Steve, I've never heard of him before. Steve Cassino, he's an artist on Facebook. He did some drawings back in the 90s for Gloob.
Yeah.
They were, in addition to having the Micro Machine line that they already had, they were looking to have like a back to school line. And so there were some items that he drew. It was a Chewbacca desk caddy that the head would open up and you could put your scissors and your pencils in it. There was a Boba Fett scissors, and Boba Fett had his hands to his side and his legs were the scissors, and you would squeeze his arms and the legs would come together to, there's got to be a lot of mechanisms into that, that Boba Fett to make that work. There was a Luke Tauntaun with the tape dispenser underneath the Tauntaun. So it would like come up between his arms and you would cut the tape there. There was a Luke Skywalker compass. His foot was one part of the compass and you would put the pencil in his hands and you can make your circles that way. There was a pencil crayon holder, crayon. There was a sand person and the Bantha.
Yeah.
And you would press the sand person and it would unlock this cavity that would fold up, and you would put all your crayons inside of that cavity. And then you push it. It looks like missiles lined up the way they did it.
Right.
There'd be holes in it. There was an AT-AT tape dispenser, desk caddies with like the Emperor's Royal Guard, R2-D2, and then a Death Star eraser thing with a Darth Vader tie around it, the tie advance, and you could swing your pencil around, and then the little tie advance would swing around the Death Star, the tip of your pencil. So I thought that was cool. I've never seen that before, and it's cool to see the things that Glue was trying to do to expand their ability with the Star Wars license to
Right.
do stuff.
The one thing you missed on that Chewbacca desk caddy is his mouth opened, and that's what would hold it to the side of the desk.
Yes, that was.
Yeah, I love seeing stuff like that. That would look like it was the same guy that did all the art that you've got too, right?
It's different guy though.
Okay. It looked very similar to
It does look very similar.
some of the art you've got. I was looking at your Chewbacca art last night and I was like, man, there's a Wampa out there that it was a lot of money, but it would be really cool to have that Wampa
Yeah.
art in my collection. But
Yeah. I
yeah, I
can't
just
afford
love.
original Kenner art, but Micro Machines, yeah,
Well,
we can afford that.
yeah, that's the thing is you've got to know where you've got to get in where you fit in, basically. And the Kenner stuff is thousands of dollars, where the Galoob stuff is hundreds of dollars.
Nowadays, it's like tens of thousands of dollars for the Kenner art.
Yeah, it's a. That's what I'm afraid of is the one of the reasons, because yeah, I know we keep talking about it, but it's like, when's the right time to get out? And it's like, I don't know. That's what I'm looking at with the Sigma stuff, but something that you're not
Well,
attached to, because you do see a lot of people that are starting to move stuff. So do I want to be one of those people or not? And then I'd
yeah.
be totally happy if it didn't get sold to just put it right back in my collection. Yeah.
And I guess you need to hug it and think to yourself, do I love it? And if the answer is yes, then you keep it.
Right.
If the answer is no, you sell it at Room Salioki at Rogue Fun this May,
Yes.
2024.
If I could, I think it's at the point if I can find the boxes for it, I'll probably sell it.
Do you have the boxes?
Somewhere. I know where they, it was just a really weird, because I don't know why I didn't put the boxes with other boxes that I have, but I kept them like in my closet for some reason. And then when we did the renovation, so they're either sitting in my closet in my office or in my closet in my room, in my bedroom, or they're in a box somewhere.
Yeah.
So I know I have at least one of the boxes. I don't know if I have the box for the Hoth turn or not, but I know I have the box for the land speeder.
Yeah, you might have to go to Michael's and get styrofoam and make your own box for that
Yeah,
turret.
I think if I wrap it in foil, but then again, I think if I get bubble wrap or something, I don't know. We'll see. There we go again. I don't know. We'll see. I say that too much, but yeah,
Take a shot for those at home.
yeah. There's our bingo card.
As you drive, take a shot.
Yeah, I think I'll. I'm about 75% sure that I'll end up at Rogue Fun. Because I mean.
So there you go, people. If you're looking for Sigma ceramics, it'll be available at Room Sales at Rogue Fun. I'm probably going to be too busy to put anything out. I have a bin of stuff that I'm
You
looking to
should.
move, but.
Okay, so here's what I like about our room sales is you can trust people enough to leave your stuff sitting there and nobody really messes with it.
Yeah.
People and then they know that's your stuff. So like if you got to go sing New York, New York, then people will be like, Jason's singing, he'll come right back. He'll be back.
Yeah, but I sing better than that, people, so don't think that was an apt impersonation of my singing abilities. No, something like Rogue Fun, there's a closed room, so it's not like you're gonna get stragglers. If it was Celebration, it was Room Sales, that'd be less inclined to leave it without someone watching it.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. There we go. Another shot. I said it and I stopped myself.
You
No,
don't
I'm
know.
looking forward to it
I don't
because
know.
there, Whenever you bring people like that together, because we've got a lot of people from all over the country, there's always going to be something cool that pops up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully we won't be singing too loud where you can have conversations, but you can also step out of the room if you need to and have a conversation that way. It's going to be a good time, and people have been asking me for the Rogue Fun logo for their swag, so I know there's all variety of things coming. People are working on patches. I think there's another kind of set of something.
Ooh.
If I'm reading between the lines correctly, I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but
time to
but yeah, there's going to be a whole variety thing. I saw an image of my trading cards, which is pretty cool, and my concept is, and I'm not sure I'm going to do this or not, but I was going to pass to people four of the same card,
mm-hmm.
and then make them go to other people and trade for the other three cards. So they're actual trading cards. You're trading the cards. I'm not just giving you a set.
Right. That may be fun.
Might actually be a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
We'll see.
This really bothers me on this.
Icebreakers?
No, this.
Oh, the wings and the Imperial shuttle.
Yeah.
Being a little lopsided.
Yeah, they're more than just a little lopsided. Oh my. And then look at that.
Oh my. What?
You see the crack?
Oh. Yeah, I would message Jazzwares.
Yeah.
That might be the reason why it's off.
Yeah, because if you pull on it, there's a little bit of a crack that's popping. Yeah, that may be why.
Yeah, we're talking about a physical crack, not the drug.
Yes, so Jazzwares will be getting an email with that one, and we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll send me another one.
Okay, Karen.
Dude, you gotta...
I'm just teasing.
I need to talk to your manager.
Let me talk to your manager. I bought this Imperial shuttle and it's got a crack in it. Now I purchased one without a crack and now it's got a crack in it. You fix it.
Well, if the wings would fold right, I wouldn't care, but you can't put that on a shelf and, you know, and then when you push on it, that's when the crack shows up. So maybe, I don't, it's a cool looking ship, but like I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm glad I didn't pay full price for it. And I traded somebody some stuff for it, i.e. Jason.
Sorry.
I wonder if I can get into it, but.
But that's more than it's worth.
Yeah.
I would just message Jazzwares and say, hey, I opened this and it's got a crack in it and the wings aren't working properly.
Send me another one.
Yeah. Anyways, anything else?
No, because somebody didn't watch Bad Batch, so we can't talk about it.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it next week. But no, okay. So we'll talk real quick about this and just Bad Batch in general. I think it shows how excited you are for the show when you're like, it's Sunday morning and it came out Wednesday night, you're either just that busy in life.
I'm just that busy.
But versus the other stuff like Ahsoka and Kenobi and Andor, you were making time to watch it. Versus Bad Batch, you're just like, eh. Is it?
Yeah.
Is that just how you feel about it, or is it just
I've just been busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a judgment on Bad Batch and thinking like it's bad or anything like that. I've just been really busy this week and life isn't slowing down for me. So it's like I got to fit it in when I can, and then I forget that I have to go to Disney Plus. It's not recorded on my DVR and.
Right, you gotta spoil your daughter's puppy.
Yeah, I mean, I've wasted plenty of time this week on YouTube, so it's not like I'm just forgetting, unfortunately. But you know what I didn't forget?
What's that?
Thank people for listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast. If you could, please leave a like and a 5-star review of the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. It really helps us out and points people to our show. You can follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Send us an email or message us. We love feedback. We'd love to make you part of the show. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you to Alfonso Riviera for the Smugglers Galaxy logo. And thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the music. People, collect for the love of it. Hashtag vote with your wallet. Sabine will be on next week. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force in the collecting community. Get your prostrate checked. This is the way.
This is the way.